ကျင်းညွန်ထားကမှန်တယ်လားဒါဒီဆုံးရွှေရွားတာလာမကြီးရံကြီးလာမကြီးတဲ့ပဲမစီတဲ့ချေကေကေတင်ချင်မှုရှိ우ရဲစ်ဇာတာသာဘာတာထမ်ချင်ပဲသာသောဆာစီရှင်ရေနာမေနာတဲ့လာမကြီးရဲစ်ဇာနာမကြီးကေတင်ချင်မှုရှိ우ရဲစ်ဒီနာမကြီးအနေစံကြီးကိုငွေကြီးရဲစ်မြေတူရှိရှာပြီးခွန်တဲ့လာမလျာဒီဝေသိစီတူကိုချေဒီနာမကြီးချေဆုံးပေးကြီးဒီနေ့ဒီရဲနဲ့ကဆုံးချီရုပ်ချင်တဲ့ညံနဲ့ချေခေါ်ရ Good evening. Then last week we continued with the presentation on how to rely on the spiritual friend, and we spoke last week about the tremendous kindness of the teacher, that even compared to our parents of this life, the teacher has shown us even greater kindness. And this is because all forms of accumulation of merit, as well as the methods for abandoning previously accumulated non-virtue, so all the practices that lead to the attainment of the states of liberation and full and complete enlightenment, these are dependent on the teacher. And then, so we spoke then last week about this, and we also spoke about how when one comes to recognize the kindness of the teacher and the preciousness of the situation, of the opportunity we have, that one should listen to the teachings with concentration, and then apply oneself to the teachings, to fulfilling the wishes of the teacher. In other words, the topics that one has received teachings on, such as love, compassion, refuge, etc., then one should make effort in cultivating these or in meditating on these, and one should do this over a sustained period and repeatedly, in other words, on a daily basis.
Mm-hmm.
Tonight we will continue from where we finished last week, so in the middle of page 152, and we're going to look at the stories of how great practitioners of the past relied on their teachers. So we'll look at first at Milarepa, and then at a bodhisattva called Sadaprarudita, or you may be more familiar with English, which is the bodhisattva always crying. The purpose of hearing these biographies is so that through hearing how skilled practitioners, those who attained the highest highest results, through hearing how they relied on their teachers, then we should give rise to a wish from the depth of our hearts to practice in the same way as they did, in other words, to emulate them. The text will start to talk about the teacher that we have a connection with from lifetimes previous to this. So such a teacher, when we come to meet such a teacher, because of the strength of the karmic connection that we have with them, it becomes much easier to generate great faith in them, because for so many lifetimes we've had this relationship of teacher and student where they have cared for us and we've relied on them. So of course for us it's we can't say with certainty whether this teacher or that teacher is a teacher that we have this have this relationship from past lives with. However, if with our various teachers, if we find that with one or some of them we give rise to faith in them much easier than in others, and that faith is stronger and more stable, then that is a sign then that we have a relationship from previous lifetimes with such a teacher. And if you take the illustration of Milarepa, he's the teacher that he has this relationship with from previous lifetimes is the teacher Marpa. But before he met Marpa, he didn't have the awareness that the teacher that he has this connection with from past lives is Marpa. So even Milarepa wasn't aware of that connection. Wasn't aware of that connection before they met.
And
Malavipa's biography, it explains how when he was younger, he engaged in a tremendous amount, or he engaged in many very negative deeds and accumulated a lot of negative karma. But later his mind turned towards the Dharma and he made effort and applied himself to the Dharma. So in this process, or in the stage of having turned towards the Dharma, he came under the care of a teacher that we see here on the middle page 152, Rongten Lakpa. And so it was this teacher, Rongten Lakpa, that guided Malaripa to the teacher that Malaripa has past life connections with, and the teacher being Mapa.
Ane churong ki di dizalya lozawa marba la kore, churong dizalya yuhus, ane dus sunwa reche.
Rongten Lakpa, he said to Malaripa that studying and training with me, whilst very beneficial and you're doing well at this, will not enable you to achieve the highest realizations. You need to travel to South Tibet and meet your teacher from previous lifetimes, the teacher being who's the great translator called Marpa, and you need to train with him. When Malaripa heard, received this advice from his teacher, this was then the first time that he heard the name Mapa. And just hearing that name, there was a strong emotional reaction, strong faith arose within him. With this arousal in faith, he knew that even at the cost of his life, he has to meet Mapa and come under the care of Mapa and continue his training with Mapa. Then without really knowing exactly where he should go, then Malaripa went in search of Mapa.
Whilst
traveling, while he was on the journey, Mapa was aware that his student was approaching. And Mapa not only knew that Malaripa was coming, but knowing the relationship that they have, Mapa was aware that through him teaching and guiding Malaripa, that in this life, Malaripa will achieve great attainments. When Mapa then went to meet Malaripa, but when he went to meet Malaripa, he actually was pretending to be a farmer, where he went and was working in a field. So he was ploughing the field with a cow or an ox, but he also had a barrel of beer with him as well.
Malaripa 나무 말바이 뭔가 신경 말아 그런 게 그런 게 나무 말바이 뭔가 신경 말. 근데 통어도 내 그런 게 맞지 통 미디 통어도 내 셈리 앞에 맞지 가고 싶어 천하지 대바로 오시는 근데 가고 싶어 제전에 아니 내내 전에 삼문나래 내내 전 뜻도 전에 지금 대바로 오시는 맞아 맞아 오지. 근데 내내 통 이제 되어서 잡아 되지.
When Malaripa saw this, well, to him, just appeared as someone working in the field, the strong feeling of faith arose from the depths of his heart. So this was without him knowing that this before him here was the object of his journey, the teacher he was seeking, the teacher with his past life connection. So without knowing that this was Napa, the strong faith rose from the depth of his heart.
Dene pamarba ke khala resna aika chizmile jube ke chistiwar da pamarba se jior sil de diwa shu yor bes la chistiwar wa
emi de de kona jior ta kana
chizmile re ke fa chistiwar wa pamarba se jior la pamarba se jior sil du diwa je yor bes diwa yor bes fa koron chistiwar ne chi chi sai de na pamarba de ro wa kol chistiwar ne ji di ane la pamarba ke di khala res o yegi khangbo de le yor es Chorong de tuas lekha le shios ni yini roje ko yume tawas ta le che. Nene ane ko lekha le juje korong ya chimba, nam marba ya nang le ya chimba res.
Nene kondo, teni Madaripa de, shinkala lekha tis je.
Chorong lekha tu ngi di lekha tuas che shios ni ya roje ko nam marba yini dhumi dungi tawas ta le che ya roba res.
So then Madaripa asked this, Farmer, is there someone around here called Mapa? I've traveled a long way searching for someone called Mapa. So the farmer replied, oh yes, he's probably around here in one of these houses. You continue my work here in the field, I'll go and have a look for him. So Mapa then went in search of Mapa in the nearby house, and Milarepa took over the ploughing of the field.
Dini, Labja Yatron, Dini, and it Jela, and the Mabaki, Korongi, Michi, Jeta, Kuya, Shosn, Mileva, Kasaya, Jetamata, then Mileva, Ya, George, Yan, Leva, Resident.
Then Mapa called Milarepa over towards the houses.
Dini, Titam Jasha, that Dinima, that Milarepa, number one, one Malay, Titam Jasha, Dima the Shin, Dibara de Lian Shandarisha.
And this was how they actually came to meet. But so we'll stop with in the text now stops here with the story. Later on in the text there's more on this story.
Chisa that military big lama marbati the susulma the call legal hand rosy chicken mado lamig number 20 called Mara Chisa Sosugi that Sarangamani TB Lama Susung Womashing when she's a military big deva shuji and tendi tubati deva shuchima shuji or this. Jadi dah lama naik alam bangun tu, lihat naik tu lama di, anda sih sih buat aja ni, nanggu apa tu, jadi lihat lihat tu sih naik es, jadi.
So something we can take away from the part of the story we've heard is that when Milarepa met this teacher that he has this powerful karmic connection with, whilst there was a strong feeling of faith that arose. Also, what the other part of the story is. The physical appearance that he saw, he just saw a farmhand or a farmer. So he didn't see an impressive yogi or a great teacher or the kind of form that we'd normally expect a teacher to take. Rather, there was someone with a barrel of beer and an ox plowing a field.
And
so the takeaway from this story is, in other words, how to apply this biography to ourselves, is that we too should make conscious effort to cultivate faith in our teacher. And then when we have a powerful mind of faith, we should continue our training by relating to our teacher, by seeing him as an actual Buddha. Then, seeing him as an actual Buddha, we engage in receiving teachings and putting those teachings into practice. And in this way, we emulate our very teacher. So this teacher that we have faith in, and we are seeing as a Buddha. So we can see on the table over there a number of tatas, in case anyone doesn't know what a tata is. It's an image of a Buddha that's made from a mold where, well, these days plaster is poured into the mold and then it dries and out comes a Buddha image. So there's one, well, it's next to the photo over there, but you probably can't see others on the table here. There are many. So the idea is that through pouring the plaster into the mold, then a Buddha image comes out. And the Buddha image then, of course, is a replica of that mold. Everything that is cut into the mold then is replicated in the dried plaster. So similar to this, the student should aim to replicate the qualities of their teacher. So through generating faith in the teacher, then training in seeing the teacher as an actual Buddha, receiving teachings and putting those into practice, one does this with the intention to emulate or replicate the qualities that our teacher has on their continuum and replicate them by giving rise to those same qualities within our own continuum.
Mm.
And first of all, so where we are on page 153, kind of in the middle, a bit above the verse, in the section called the final phase, that's where we are here, or yeah, we're there, or maybe it's also just above, anyway, we're about there. So here, furthermore, in terms of relying on the teacher, then we should make efforts to apply ourselves to the advice received from the teacher without any complaints. So we shouldn't complain, oh, the conditions aren't so good, or I don't have any time, etc. Rather, we should adjust our priorities and make as our primary priority putting into application or applying ourselves to the teachings we've received or fulfilling the advice that we've received. And furthermore, we should be doing this through following his example. So in other words, practicing like he does, behaving like he does, and doing this so as to give rise on our own continuum the same qualities that he has on his continuum. Now we're right at the bottom of page 153. So here now starts a long biography about the Bodhisattva Sadaprarudita. So this is quite long. It goes from here at the bottom of page 153 to the middle of page 157. So I'm going to bring out the key points. I'm not going to go through it paragraph by paragraph because it is quite a lot. But while I'm explaining, please do read along.
The name
of this Bodhisattva who the story is about in Sanskrit and what we have in the text is Sada Prarudita. But translated into English, it means the Bodhisattva who's always crying. And in other texts, we would have come across this in the English name. And so the reason he's called Bodhisattva is always crying is that, so he's a Bodhisattva, he's given rise to the mind of bodhicitta and of course love and compassion, but not a powerful realization of emptiness. So he has a strong desire to fulfill the needs of sentient beings, but he cannot do this without the realization of emptiness. The realization of bodhicitta alone isn't enough to be able to lead sentient beings to enlightenment. Therefore, he has this strong, heartfelt wish to realize emptiness. And to do this, he needs a teacher to teach him the Prajnaparamita, or the perfection of wisdom. And because of this strong wish that is not being fulfilled, or his desire to realize emptiness, he is always crying. Hence the name, the Bodhisattva who's always crying. With a strong wish to meet a teacher who can teach him and guide him in the developments and the realization of the perfection of wisdom, or the Prajnaparamita, he was always crying due to not having this opportunity and wanting this opportunity. And then one day, like his prayers being answered, there was a voice from the sky. And the voice from the sky guided him and told him, you must travel to the east, and you need to travel quite a distance, but at the end of your journey, if you apply yourself in an undistracted way and don't be overcome by any of the difficulties on the path, and you travel with effort, ignoring all the problems in your pursuit, you will attain your goal. You will attain the goal of finding the teachings and a teacher to teach them on the perfection of wisdom, or the Prajnaparamita.
Lama 라미기 제발이야 담아라 용구래 제가 대화 남아들 산요 공원 심에 두셔야 라미기 제발 담아라 용구래 제 소속에 제 지게 지금 민주 센터 통화
아니 아니 대박 대박
아니 대박 대박 와요 말했어
Knowing that, so he, where he must, in the direction that he must travel, and he understood that all the obstacles that would come on the journey, these are to be overcome. Then he made efforts to travel in this direction, and he also knew that great teachers, they are not skilled just in knowledge, but in realization, and they therefore present themselves in a variety of ways. And these variety of ways would be most suitable to the students, the time and the place and the like. And this is because these highly realized teachers are skilled in how best, in what method to present themselves. The meaning of this is they may present themselves in a slightly unorthodox way or a very unorthodox way or quite a normal way. However the teacher presents himself, It's there for him as a student who has a desire to receive the teachings and attain the realizations under the guidance of the teacher, to be open-minded and not be, criticize or judge the teacher, but rather to see the teacher of the Buddha Dhamma, of the precious Buddha Dhamma, as being a Buddha, and rely on the teacher no matter how the teacher chooses to show himself.
Mm. Dhanin maa ji dhan chue chi din maa da shak shu chuo chuo la yun za din maa chin din ba shak shu liya chuo da Ka chuo na yaa chuo di dine Da kwa samba re da Ji dao chan shi zima dao dung yi samba dame A de shi maa yaa shak shu chuo chuo re laf son si Da ngay chin ji sha si Ani ganis chuo chuo re Taa rung nung yi maa zi chuo chuo re Sengi ji chi tuya chung maa son Be sa sha sam je Dingin nor sha sam Da yin na yaa da kaya maa da ngay chik Then could Chavina, Ganga Chavina, Dotovina, the nigger, Ninsen Ganesh, Kalejam, Jagos, Kalejavins, Tizangida, the Shershengi, Tony Tingalama, the machine, the Tabmilu, Simbiki, the nigger, some the bear, the nigger, Chisam Taj, Dusun, Chigadevares.
So, setting out on his journey, he realized that actually. Whilst he has received instruction now, finally he's received instruction now on how to receive these precious teachings, he didn't ask for exact directions. So he's not entirely sure how far or which path to travel on. But he put this to one side, remembering that the advice to overcome all difficulties on the path. So difficulties such as hunger, lack of sleep, how the length of the journey, etc. So all of these he needs to put to one side, remembering the great goal that will come through his endeavors. And with this in mind, he committed himself to the journey.
So
in the same way that we sometimes have obstacles and we cover our face and we get quite distressed by it, then so too did this bodhisattva, thinking, what if I miss this opportunity? What if I don't manage to find this teacher? And then with such a thought in his mind, a being appeared to him was a Buddha and appeared as such before him.
So
So this Buddha that appeared now before the Bodhisattva described the journey ahead, or described the destination rather. So just told him how far he had to travel, described the town as well as where the Dharma teacher would be living, described the what the place would look like and the number of the companions of the teacher, etc. So this then gave the Bodhisattva a clear direction and that he had to travel. So here we now right in the middle of page 154. The Bodhisattva Sādhu Prahludita was told by this Buddha that the Dharma teacher called Dhammogatha, he teaches the Dharma three times a day. He teaches this Pratyamparamita that you need to study. He teaches it three times a day. So travel to this city, a city of fragrant breezes, and there you'll have the opportunity to receive these teachings. And then this the Buddha who's appeared now before Sādhu Prahludita told him that this teacher that you're traveling to meet, the teacher called Dhammogatha, he is a great teacher. If you study with him, you will attain realizations. Having given that last bit of advice, the Buddha that had appeared before Sādhu Prahludita vanished. And now, having received this advice, then faith that was even, or faith and desire for these teachings, arose within the Bodhisattva always crying, and arose within him even more powerfully than before. And he set off with a determination to overcome all obstacles so as to attain his goal.
As he approached
the city now, he needed to gather together offerings to give to the teacher that he the teacher Kali Dhammogatha that he was going to soon meet. He needed to give teaching offerings to request that he be taken under the care of this great teacher. But he had a dilemma in that he was poor. He had nothing of value. In fact, all he had was his body. So he thought, well, I'll sell this. If this is all I have, this is what I'll sell so as to receive these precious teachings. So then he placed himself in the market and he offered his body for sale, or flesh of his body for sale. So now we're at the top of page 155.
I think he's called
the king of the gods, Indra. So he was observing now this yogi who's offering to sell his body, and or if he can't sell his body, he will sell his flesh so as to attain the means to make an offering to receive the Pratyamparamita teachings. So Indra wondered if this yogi was was someone who was sincere, or if he was maybe just a little strange.
And Messiah, Ojigi, Pomoji, or Steve Tonji, Lamsa Malajin. I should take the sources of wood to be in the Shah Hajin Jenica, Hajin Jews, Ladua.
Then Indra took a human form and appeared before Sadaparudita and said, I will buy some of your flesh. So this he was doing just to test his resolve and see whether he was sincere or not. Sadaparudita responded by a great joy naturally arising within him that he now had the opportunity to sell some of his own flesh and marrow so as to attain the means that by which he could make offerings to his new teacher. And so as he started to cut himself, a wealthy merchant's daughter saw this from her home and rushed downstairs to ask, what are you doing? Sadaparudita explained to her what he was doing, that he had no wealth of his own, all he had was his body, so now he is selling some of his flesh and his marrow so as to attain the resources so that he could make offerings to his teacher. The Bodhisattva Sadaparudita explained to her that the teachings that he's going to receive are of particular value because these are the perfection of wisdom or the Prajnaparamita teachings. And if one receives these, then one is able to progress towards this attainment of full and complete enlightenment. And even before that is attained, one will receive tremendous benefit in this life as well as in future lives. So then the merchant's daughter, understanding the tremendous benefits from these teachings, and therefore the Bodhisattva was prepared to sell his own body, then she said to him, "Wait, I come from a wealthy family. I will give you everything that you need to make suitable and more appropriate offerings, and then we will travel together. And in this way, we both will be able to receive the teachings and benefit from this realized master."
So I think we're now at the top of page 156. So here, Indra, who you remember, he took the form of of an ordinary person wanting to buy human flesh. And then Indra said, "Actually, I'm not interested in your flesh. Rather, I was just wanting to see if you're sincere or not. And now I see that you are genuine in your wish to receive these teachings at any cost, and that you are genuine in your quest for these teachings and your value that you place on these teachings. And being inspired now as I am
by your sincerity, I will give you whatever you want. For example, I will make your body whole again, because by now the bodhisattva had cut off some of his flesh and broken some of his bones.
Merchant's daughter, she went home, which was just next to the market, and explained to her parents this wonderful opportunity that had come away, that she had the opportunity to accompany this bodhisattva to travel to a great teacher and receive these precious teachings on the Prajnaparamita, teachings that will benefit this life, will benefit future lives, and teachings which will lead to the attainment of full and complete enlightenment. Hearing about the great benefits that would come from accompanying the bodhisattva, her parents too were inspired, and not only did they agree to give her all the offerings and substances that were required to make a suitable offering to this teacher, but they wanted to accompany her as all their companions and servants and the like, in their entire household. So their household of 500 people, they all accompanied their daughter and the bodhisattva on the journey to the teacher.
And there's now this large group. Now they travel together to the teacher, and they arrived at Dharmagapa's home. And the home was in it was exactly as was described by the Buddha by a Buddha previously. And they arrived in the home, and there was Dharmagapa. So the Bodhisattva Sada Prarudita made offerings to him, as did the merchant's daughter and her parents, and all their companions and servants. They made offerings to the teacher with great faith and great faith and great joy in having met him. And through this, they all generated bodhicitta.
Mm.
then the Bodhisattva always crying, Bodhisattva Sada Prabhudita. He recounted this whole fantastic tale to the teacher Dharmogata and explained to him how he has this for a long time now, this heartfelt wish to study the Prajnaparamita, and with in his desperation to find a teacher who was able to guide him, finally he heard a voice, and then later a being appeared before him and gave him directions to this city of fragrant breeze, and explained the what the house would look like, etc. So he recounted the entire adventure of his story to the Bodhisattva Dharmogata.
Then the teacher Dharmogata responded to this account of the tale by saying, this being that appeared before you and gave you all these directions and then vanished. So such a being, for such a being, there's no coming and going. And explained what this, and explained the meaning of this, that this being that appeared doesn't exist truly. This being that appeared may have appeared as existing truly, but in reality doesn't. Rather, this being is a dependent arising, and in this case was dependent on your virtue, was dependent on your prayers, was dependent on your strong wish for to receive teachings on the Prajnaparamita. So in this way, then the Dharma teacher Dharmogata explained emptiness to the Bodhisattva Sada Prarudita by explaining how whilst things may appear to be truly existent, they do not exist in the way that they appear, but are only dependent arisings. And in this way, he explained emptiness or the lack of true existence. And so now we're at the top of page 157. Having presented this exposition of emptiness, then the Dharma teacher Dharmogata, then he bid them farewell and he entered retreat for 7 years. During this long period of time, these now 7 years, then the Bodhisattva Sada Prabhudita, as well as the merchant's daughter, her parents, and all their companions and servants, so the group of 500, then they waited for the Dharma teacher Dharmogata to return. And whilst waiting, they didn't rest, they didn't hang out in any way. Rather, without a moment's break, they engage in Dharma practices
primarily reflecting or meditating on the teaching that they received, the teaching on emptiness that they had received, and then also engaging in prostration, circumambulation, and the like.
So if
this was us, where we had gone through a tremendous number of hardships and tremendous hardships, a great number and a tremendous amount of hardships to receive something that we really desired, and then we made these offerings of tremendous value, and then we were rewarded with a single teaching, and then the teacher left with all our offerings, we would consider them particularly rude.
This teacher, of course, is highly realized, knew the quality of the qualities of the students before him. So he knew that how he could relate to them in the most appropriate way, in a way that would bring about the desired results, the results of enlightenment, as quickly as possible. So he was able to relate to them in this way, which was very beneficial, because he knew they wouldn't respond in the way that we would, thinking, we made these huge offerings and now he's run off with our offerings. He knew, in fact, how they would respond. And how they would respond is to engage in the further accumulation of virtue, so that when the teacher returned from his meditation retreat, that they would be able to realize the further teachings on emptiness very quickly. So therefore, he gave them a profound teaching, and then he departed, giving them the opportunity to accumulate merit. Because, as I said last time, that to realize emptiness, one also needs to accumulate a tremendous amount of merit. And these two work together. One requires merit in order to realize emptiness.
Just before these 7 years were up, gods, they were aware that the Bodhisattva Dharmogata was about to finish his retreat and would come and teach the Dharma. So the gods were talking about this excitedly, and the Bodhisattva always crying, Sadhu Prayodhita, was aware of this. So he was aware that that their teacher was soon to return.
Then he chose 수불바 되는 마세 차든지마 되는 마든지는 즉 차산 추 추라는 쉐제 한 타라디기 매워서 그래지.
Now knowing that their teacher was soon to return and would teach them these precious teachings, they the Bodhisattva Sadhapa Udita and the entire entourage, they set about preparing the teaching space, so cleaning it, etc. And when they came then to try and sprinkle some water so as to settle the remaining dust, some evil spirits interfered and prevented the water from drying on the dust. So therefore, to try and overcome this obstacle, then the Bodhisattva and all his companions cut open their veins and sprinkled blood, their own blood, on the floor, so as to settle the dust. Seeing this, then Indra, with his magical powers, he transformed this blood into red sandalwood, which has the most beautiful fragrance. Now the teaching ground was prepared. It was quite magnificent, flowers everywhere, etc. And it was prepared for the return of their teacher.
Then it was prepared for the return of their teacher.
The teacher Dharmagata returned and he taught emptiness to Sada Prarudita and all his companions.
修戒戒的这个商业库上的商业报道没办法写我自己把这些修戒报道没办法写我自己。Receiving
these teachings, then the Bodhisattva Sadhu Prarudita generated particularly powerful meditative equipoise, and through this he was able to see limitless Buddhas.
And
this vision of all these Buddhas remained even in his sleep state. The Bodhisattva, he practiced here with tremendous faith. So he had a mind of powerful faith, and not only did he have this powerful faith, but with such a mind, he discarded all problems that were before him, all obstacles, all difficulties. So all of these he swept aside because of the power of his faith, and during this, he therefore accumulated a tremendous amount of merit. And so now with this merit, with this mind of powerful faith, he was then able to receive teachings and realize these teachings very easily. And moreover, these teachings weren't just received from any great Lama, but rather from the teacher that he had a connection with from previous lifetimes. So there are a number of key points here. One, the power of the power and stability of his faith. Then two, how this drove him to overcome all the obstacles, and there were a tremendous number. And then in addition, that he received teachings from this teacher that he had this connection with, or this relationship from previous lifetimes. And independence then on those three, I forgot to mention again, that because of overcoming all these obstacles with great faith in the teacher and the teachings, he accumulated a huge amount of virtue, and thereby was able to realize the teachings very quickly. What we then should take away from this biography that we've heard here is that through having strong faith in the Dharma as well as the teacher, then tremendous results can be attained. So here, what we've heard in this illustration, in this biography, is that the student understood the value of the teachings and putting those teachings into practice, understanding that enlightenment and the ability to be of lasting benefit to others will only come through receiving teachings and putting them into practice. So with this then strong faith in the teacher and the teachings, and this strong wish, overpowering wish to receive these teachings and develop them in the mind, and having faith in their teacher, then with such a motivation, all obstacles, with its motivation, then striving to overcome all obstacles, or to put it another way, not allowing any obstacles to hinder one in one's Dharma practice. And then with this strong mind, then a tremendous amount of virtue is accumulated, and accumulated very, very quickly. And with this virtue that is accumulated, then when one receives teachings with a strong faith, then these teachings are quickly understood and quickly realized in the mind in a stable way. So what we have here is various components. Through this faith in the teacher and the teachings, one makes great effort so as to be able to receive these teachings. And then when one does, because of the power of virtue that has now been accumulated due to having faith, as well as having the faith still present, then the teachings are quickly understood and realized. So then these are the key points to take away from this biography, and then to apply it now to ourselves. Seeing how this works in the case of these great bodhisattvas of the past, then we too should train in the way that they do. So we need to start off with generating this mind of faith, understanding the preciousness of the teachings and why they're so precious and why they are indispensable. And if we can generate equally powerful faith, we will therefore have the strength of mind to overcome all our obstacles that we have. And with this strength of mind, we'll overcome obstacles and thereby accumulate a tremendous amount of virtue. And then when we receive teachings, we'll understand them quickly And not only just understand them, but our mind will transform and will give rise to qualities such as concentration and the like, as well as all the subsequent attainments on the path.
We should look at this this biography here as something to take, not just to take inspiration from, but to emulate and to act and to emulate. So whether one is preparing for say His Holiness coming, or as is the case with many people now preparing for Lama Zopa coming next year, then we should try and emulate how this Bodhisattva acted. Because for example, when Lama Zopa comes next year, or for his coming, then there's a tremendous amount of preparation that needs to be done to arrange the whole retreat, to prepare the place that he'll stay, the place that he'll teach in, the places for all the students, etc. And so there's a tremendous amount of preparation to do. And now we should try and emulate the Bodhisattva always crying in having the same mind of faith. And the faith here in both the teacher and the teachings that will be given. And this comes about through understanding the rarity and the preciousness of this opportunity, as well as the result that will come through applying these teachings to one's own mind, or developing these teachings within one's own mind. And if we are then able now to apply ourselves in this preparation in the same way, then we too will it achieve a similar result. So now, having such an opportunity, this is something that we certainly should rejoice in, or generate great joy in our mind about. In fact, this doesn't only, of course, relate to Lama Zopa's coming next year, or His Holiness opportunities to serve His Holiness in the future, but it actually relates directly to the everyday experience of those who volunteer here. Because people who work in the Dharma Center or work at the monastery, then this is something that people do voluntarily. They do with the intention, with the motivation to be of benefit to others. And they do with the motivation to make the Dharma available to others, to give the opportunity to others to both represent the Dharma, as well as to cultivate or develop the Dharma within their own minds. So with such a motivation, then people who work here or volunteer here create a huge amount of virtue.
Then, Mazuki, the Chotogi, Nziki, Mitti, the Chotin Shayada, Anzig, the Anamazuki, and Kumbanaria, Jasolagi, the Nisi, Nedan Churu, Uda, the Niki, Mimbigida, Duhada, the Niki, Chosuki, Chow, or a Chichi, Leon, the Tishavan, Garris, or Snap. Then, Mazu Jimbala, Chuki Jimba Sesura, Chuki Jimba de la. Chue to Gigi some did it. That Nimini Shusara did it. That Mimango Chili, a pair of the Jesuit side. That the Niki Dugano's manner, and then saw Sire called Nedwada. The Niki Dugan Yoba Tene, Nedda Teneda, Yendu Chiada, the Niki, and Mimango Chili, so I'm sorry, Sagurua. And then I sang out to get the Church of the Yoba Duga Yoba Tele, and then I was in Nimini Chasan Chase, Nene Yanje, and I was among both Chasanlia, and in case I demo was.
When I think of what's happening at our monastery right now, where I think 25 students are engaged in a three-week meditation retreat, a Yamantaka retreat. This is something that's extremely valuable and precious, and they all will be accumulating a lot of virtue and accumulating many causes for the attainment of enlightenment. And there are many reasons that they are able to do this, but included amongst these are the kindness of those who sponsor the Dharma, and the kindness of those who volunteer and give their physical labor to the development of the Dharma. So here I particularly think of, for example, for Venerable Gyatso, who, if it wasn't for his kindness and the kindness of those who offered material and the like, who sponsored, then the monastery wouldn't be there, the meditation hall wouldn't be there, and this opportunity for people to engage in this practice in that place just would not be there. And furthermore, the sponsors who offered the 16 Arat statues, because of their kindness in offering that, then now people can do circumambulation there and accumulate virtue. So through the kindness of people who offer their assistance in a variety of ways, they are helping their fellow beings, create the causes to attain ultimate happiness, the state of full enlightenment. And this really is something to rejoice in, and something that should bring joy to all our minds. And of course this isn't the situation only up there, but it really is the situation here too, where so many people over a number of years have put in a tremendous amount of work and offered their kindness either through working here or through offering material goods or money and the like. This Dharma Center has come about, and there is the opportunity here not just for the Dharma to be taught, but for people to hear this and apply it to their mind, develop it in their mind, and transform their way of thinking, transform their lives. So that these opportunities have come about is all in dependence on the kindness of others. And this is something to firstly be very aware of, and that's something we should rejoice in and generate great joy in our minds about.
Kashi, Mission 근데 야구를 선배기 지게 제수이나 다경화족이 제발 들려 내가다 되니기 즉 자산이야 제수이나 야구를 선배기 경화족이 내다 간주 최초에 되니 제와지 다들 전시 좀 받아도 무이 되니 갈래 잡샤 당한주에 되니 디던다리아 디나신 경화족이 즉 강아지용도 소속이 니베 강아지 지규에 선배기 삼다지 될려 가하고 제발 나가주게
Then just to talk from my own perspective here, that when I think of the, all the hard work that has been done in the past and is being done on a day-to-day basis by Ruby here, as well as the number of volunteers and staff here, who through all your kindness and your endeavors, you make this opportunity available. If it wasn't for what you people do every single day, as well as those over the preceding years, this opportunity wouldn't be here. And so this really is something that brings great joy to my mind. And furthermore, it's not just enough that people put in the work or offer material so that this can be here. Also, students need to come and receive the teachings, because if there aren't students coming to receive the teachings, then there won't be any teachings. So actually, I rejoice in everyone's effort, in everyone's contribution, whether it's as a volunteer or as staff or as a student, because all of us are part of the dependent arising here of the development of our own inner Dharma jewel, our development of our own minds and virtuous qualities. So this is something that really brings great joy to my mind, and I hope it does to yours as well. And now tonight we've heard primarily about the story about the Bodhisattva always crying, and we should take away here the attitude that he had in terms of overcoming obstacles through understanding the preciousness of the goal, and that this goal is attained only through studying what one's teacher teaches, and putting that, in other words, putting into practice what one's teacher teaches. And then just to say again, the reason that we have the opportunity here to put into practice the teachings and the advice from our teacher is because we have everything here. And that is something, again, to say thank you to all of you for. So that's where we'll stop then for tonight. We'll start here at the beginning, at the middle of page 157, with the biography of Tilopa Naropa. So, some questions. Gyatso.
If once the guru passes away, can one still advance on the path of practicing pure devotional relation, the memory of the guru,
mm-hmm.
or is it necessary to establish your relationship with another living?
Okay. So, if one's teacher has passed away, is it necessary to establish a relationship with a new teacher, or is it sufficient to continue to progress on the path to practicing guru devotion to one's deceased teacher?
So she gets a lama dele devachi lama como tove and dele devachi lama sava matemba ina, so she will chigi shingimena, lama sava tinga, sava tinga.
Kari shingimena.
냠는 지나 마시면
되지.
아니 아니 아니. 그 고성 고성 고성. 얘 진짜네 이리 지랍지 얘는 매와 차서는 대고 신규에 내다 디 장된 디고로데 마시 보이는 얘 잔다 떼고로 와.
이나
신당 저기 냠는 지리 라마디 저유 라마디 냠는 지 아마 칼로 쉬어야지 있어서 냠는 강에 지어 제야다. 나 되니기 나 되니기 야 야자 소식이 다 신규 매변나 단 라마샨다니 라마저유 라마 쉬어 말와다 모스 쉬 매변자 dan yang di kali ya ya ke sini ada dalam lama sekali datang korban.
If in dependence on the teachings one has received from one's deceased root teacher, one has sufficient knowledge in order to be able to practice, then one will develop independence on that knowledge. However, if one doesn't I don't say know all that is to be known, but if one doesn't have sufficient knowledge to be able to practice, then one should establish a new relationship with a new teacher. Okay. Any other questions?
Faith and devotion seem to be the grease that oils the wheel to keep it going. So how best to to strengthen them and to stop them
weakening. Okay, so how best to strengthen faith and devotion and stop them from weakening? Depadan Gupani, de kandres sukcheru cheru sergirebe, de gangla namru droye kandres kagirebe. Depadan Gupa.
Ye, bene deba de sukcheru droye kandres. Tangor lamna, tangor lama del devaj del lama di yendin tangor lama di yendin, lama di yendin da lama di kedin da kedin da yendin kadi cima jantu ini cima ni sti hawona ini devaj sukcer. Da lama di gila cik cuci na kedin da yendin lama di yendin sila mata aje kedin mata ba lama di yendin mata lama di kedi cik nado ro dia nado tu se kian ro si tadi ban devaj sukcer tu bole. Lamigi, Yendin, Lamadi, Gedin, Yenin, Lamigi, Chesun, Sunshapi, Chigi, Tony, and to give Lamadi, 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 Sunshapi, Chigi, Tony, and to give L
So through reflecting on the qualities and the kindness, so these two points, the qualities and the kindness of one's teacher, then one's faith and faith and respect will grow in the teacher. Conversely, if one sees faults as faults and reflects, oh, he did this wrong, or this isn't so good, or could have been said that way, so this critical mind, that leads to the weakening of faith. So through reflecting on the qualities and the kindness, faith will increase. Through criticizing, it will decrease. Furthermore, though, in the same way, if someone were to say to you, there's gold to be found over there, if you then follow that advice, go there and find gold, you're going to have faith in that person's advice. So likewise, if you put into practice the teachings that you receive and you put them into practice in the way that has been advised, you will see results in your mind. And when those results come, hopefully you will not think of yourself as particularly wonderful, but that will serve as the basis to remember the kindness of the teacher. And in this way, the faith in the teacher will grow.
So the next question, so if faith and devotion grows by seeing good qualities, can it be lost?
Can it
be lost? So I suppose is lost by actually seeing the negativeness there, like you lose that
faith. Yeah, Gus Gendler said, thinking about the faith and the qualities, it will grow. Yeah. Seeing faults and criticizing, then it will decrease. And then, but he said, exercise really through putting into practice, gaining results, that is really going to power your faith, because then you'll see the qualities in the teacher, because you've experienced the results. Okay, good, thank you. Thank you very much.
Yeah.